A Tampa man applied for a job online but was surprised at the one-word response he received from the company. Ali Matala is 32 years old and originally from Morocco, but is a permanent resident of the United States. When he responded to a security guard job through the website Craigslist, the email response he received from St. Moritz Security Services was simply, "terrorist." Ahmed Badir is the executive director of the Tampa chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, and host of the WMNF program True Talk. Today, WMNF spoke with Badir and with Matala.
So what happens, I went through Craigslist and I see the job that they are hiring for that job. Then I see that I can be able to do it. Okay. Then it was I was wondering that it will be my first experience in this job will be with a big company like St. Moritz. After that, I check. Then I replay for the ad. Then like 20 minutes later, they respond with one word, "terrorist," that I couldn't believe it or accept it at all.
And we also have Ahmed Badir here, who is the local representative from CARE. Do you see a civil rights violation here?
Oh, yeah, complete civil rights violation of discrimination. You know, when employers are hiring, they cannot discriminate. You know, they have to abide by equal employment opportunity laws and civil rights laws that forbids employers from discriminating against any applicant based on race, sex, gender, religion, ethnicity, you know, national origin and things like that. And this is clearly, you know, a clear form of discrimination. The writing's on the wall. It's a smoking gun. And this person actually had the audacity to send this word, a slur, which would be considered, you know, a bias slur, on email from his computer. Now, in the apology, and we later found out that he says he didn't mean to send it to him. He meant to send it to a friend, but that's just as bad.
How did that make you feel when you heard that?
So, of course, not only me. Every person, if somebody call you a terrorist while you are applying for a job or whatever, except a job, nobody will accept that you call you. Somebody else call you a terrorist. Nobody will accept it at all, not only me.
And what did the apology letter say?
The apology letter, it was like regular words. So sorry for that. I didn't. It's not to you. I didn't mean it. It's not a big deal. So I didn't accept it too.
People who are discriminated against and feel like there's bias involved when applying for jobs, especially minorities, should document things and report it and contact the Equal Employment Opportunity, file a complaint, file it with our office if we can help. A lot of times in most cases, it's very difficult to prove discrimination, especially when you're never hired. You never even get the chance. We would have never known about this had we not gotten the email. If that hiring manager saw the email and just simply sent his friend an email saying "terrorist," they would have had a good laugh and none of us would even be here because we would never know it happened. But the fact that he made the mistake and it actually went to him, now we got an insight that, hey, there is bias involved here, and this is unacceptable. So, and the best way to handle it, and Ali Matala did the right thing by contacting our office and complaining. And then we file an official complaint. We'll bring to the attention and give them the opportunity to correct the action. In this case, they did reprimand him, and they sent an apology, and they clarified their anti-discrimination policies, as well as they promised to incorporate sensitivity and cultural diversity training for their staff as it relates to Muslims and Islam. So you better believe that the executives there, because, you know, they don't want to be hurt in the pocket with lawsuits, are going to be extra cautious and tell all their staff, this is not the way you treat people. And if you do, you'll be fired. So unless people report it, it'll continue to happen. So Ali did the right thing. And yeah, you can get results.
Thanks. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, just I start feeling much better. After that, I see the result. After that, I read the article yesterday, and I'm feeling much better to be with you here today to make everybody heard my voice to say I'm not okay with that. I don't want that happen to anybody, not Arab or Muslim or whatever, from any countries. I don't want that happen to anybody.